Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
Okay, so the craziest thing happened to me yesterday. I was I laid down to take a nap in the afternoon, and before I went to pick up my son at school, and so the house is empty. It's just me and the dog, and I'm almost asleep, and I hear this, and I was like, it sounded like a human being whistling.
Right.
In my house. So I sat right up, kind of scared. And then I said, hello? Nothing. And then I got up to see if I could find out what the whistle. It sounded like either a really good bird or a human being. So I'm walking around the house, looking for a person, because I think somebody's in there to kill me, like some whistler killer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The whistling murderer.
Yeah. And then I'm wandering, and then I think, I'm very vulnerable. I'm going to go to the kitchen. I'm going to get myself a weapon. I'm going to get something before I go downstairs to the scary parts to find the whistler murderer. So I go to the kitchen. I get myself the biggest knife I have, because I'm scared. And again, I hear the... And it's coming from what I think is inside my stove. I'm like, oh, he's hiding inside the stove. I'll find him. So I open the stove.
Hiding inside the stove.
Well, that's where it came from.
This is the conclusion you jumped to.
That's where it came from, the sound. And then he was not inside the stove. He wasn't inside the stove. And so then I look beside the stove, and there's my kid's new tablet, and it's a new tablet. And instead of going dong dong when it needs to be charged up, when it needs to be plugged in, it whistles at you like a human being.
Gotcha.
Like it makes a big whistle.
Hey, over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I felt a little silly, and I put the knife away, and I went back and took a nap. But now I know when I hear that sound in the house that nobody's there to kill me, and I don't have to go retrieve a weapon nor look in the stove for the killer. It's just the tablet needs to be charged up.
I'm glad you were able to get back to sleep after that, because that sounds pretty frightening.
It was a little
scary. Had a good
scary
conclusion, though. You know what else we could do? Mm. We could reprogram that thing. So instead of, whistling like it did yesterday, we could make it go.
You going to make the tablet cat call me?
Sure, why not? Well, I thought you might like it. It tells you you're good looking.
Oh, well.
No?
I don't even like it when real people cat call. I don't know. I'm going to have to tell it off.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's just an idea.
No. Well. Maybe. I don't know. Just so you know, when you say we could reprogram that thing, it's been in my house since Christmas Day, and the time on it is still incorrect. So when you say we could reprogram the thing, I'm assuming you mean like you or the people I bought it from.
It's kind of what I mean.
Yeah.
Although you could... Yeah, let's just leave it.
I'll figure it out.
I know you will.
I got it.
You got it under control.
No problem.
You're looking in the stove for killers.
Yeah.
But you'll reprogram that tablet. No problem.
That's right.
Okay.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.